Jabroni.
You jabronis hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
I'm going to start with a dishonorable mention from the NFL, Roger Goodell. His worst nightmare came true with the New England Patriots winning the Super Bowl. Not only did he have to hand the Lombardi Trophy over to his enemy, but he was basically booed out of NRG Stadium. And then, it didn't really stop there. Gronk is up at the podium at the end of the parade to make speeches or whatever. And I don't remember exactly what he says.
Neither does he.
Addressed the crowd. Yeah, he was pretty hammered. But he addressed the crowd and said, pretty much, "What do you guys think of Roger Goodell?" And he's boo.
Roger Goodell has a future in WWE if he wants it.
I don't know.
Absolutely, he would.
Maybe as a heel.
No charisma.
I don't know.
That's
what I'm saying. These things. See, look at that. I know what a heel is.
You know a little bit of terminology.
Yeah.
All right. I want to call out St. Bonaventure here because of what happened this last weekend in a game against VCU. They were all set to knock off VCU with a 66-65 win after a three ball that went in with 0.4 left on the clock. Well, after that shot was made, VCU made the inbounds play, and didn't really have any time to hit a shot. So, buzzer sounds, fans storm the court, but the officials are trying to blow their whistles. That the place was so loud, nobody could hear it because they wanted to review the clock. They wanted to see if they needed to put more time on the clock. Well, with that, it took a while to get all the fans off the floor, and a technical foul was called on, say, Bonaventure. It wasn't necessarily for the fans being on the court. What happened was a fan stole the game ball and ran into a referee. That picked up a technical foul for St. Bonaventure. VCU hit their free throw. Tie ball game went to overtime, and VCU was the winner by 6.
Mm, yeah, that's brutal. It's about as bad as it gets. I have never been crazy about the idea that a fan can like actually earn a technical foul for you, especially in that type of scenario. Like, come on, you're going to penalize a team for that? That's weak. I don't like it. So, see, that's where I would go with my jabronis. I'd make the NCAA, whoever was responsible for that rule, being a jabroni.
My last dishonorable mention here is Canadian tennis player Denis Shapovalov. He was in a match with Great Britain's Kyle Edmund. And Kyle Edmund was winning the match from the start. I mean, it was a complete blowout. So Denny, in frustration, just smacks a ball, not just wherever, and it just happens to travel towards the umpire, and it hits him in the eye. And, I can imagine how that pain was. I mean, being hit square in the eyeball with a professional tennis player who can probably smack it pretty hard. Well, old Denny was disqualified after that, and it basically cost Canada some kind of championship because there was a tie in the standings between Canada and Great Britain or something. And so Great Britain ended up winning a championship out of this.
And the jabroni of the week is the 62% of people that think Mitch would be a better DJ at a K-State basketball game than me.
I want to ask you a question. This isn't really DJ related. Have you ever placed a needle on a vinyl record?
I have a good friend of mine had a setup that I would like listen to some. Like, it wasn't mine. I'm actually interested in pursuing that.
That would be cool.
I've just never actually gone to shell out the money for it. So, but to answer your question, literally, no, I have not. If I'm going to literally answer that question.
All right, well, I'll go and get to my jabroni of the week. And that happens to be the team that blew a 25-point lead in the Super Bowl. It's the biggest game of your lives. You're up 25 points late in the third, heading into the fourth, and you have the greatest quarterback, the greatest coach of all time on the ropes. And your defense, I mean, Matt Ryan can't hold on to the football on a sack, even though Tom Brady held on 5 times. Defense can't hold the offensive attack from the Patriots. They blow that huge lead, and they lose the biggest game of their lives.
Put it on Kyle Shanahan for not running the ball. And now he's the head coach of the 49ers. Congratulations.
Well, and also, Coach Dan Quinn has fired a couple of assistants and coordinators from the defensive side because of this.
Yeah, they were defensive guys, and defense was a weakness for them. Like, their defense was not very good. So that's a little bit more understandable, I would say. I think most people probably figured there would be some kind of change coming on the defensive side of the ball for them. I would have gone Kyle Shanahan or there were some celebrity Falcons fans, and here you're going to see my hip-hop knowledge, that were getting very cocky about the Falcons when they were up 28-3. The worst of which was Little Bow Wow, if you remember Little Bow Wow. He put a video just talking all kinds of noise.
Is he the kid from Like Mike, that movie?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay.
Well, he also had a hip-hop career, and he just got destroyed because he was like off the deep end trash talk at 28-3, and then we know what happened there. The entire hip-hop community suffered big with that Super Bowl, man. Atlanta's really the hip-hop capital of the world. They have so many hip-hop artists there that are just devastated by the Falcons losing that game.
I was doing trivia last night. I'm just seeing if you can get this going out of the show. I was doing trivia last night, and one of the questions was what rapper Drake was beefing with, which we know the answer is Meek Mill.
Well,
but
I don't. Are they still? I mean, that was like a thing.
What's
a year
his
ago.
Real name? Do you know his real name?
Drake or Meek Mill?
Meek Mill.
Oh, Drake's Aubrey Graham. I don't know Meek Mill's real name. No,
it's something Williams.
How do we get here? See you tomorrow.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches.